But right now, it is piercing and tattoo talk. We had our photos taken. Man, we had makeup and lighting and everything on Thursday.
Okay, I'll take it from here. So, we're in this photo shoot. You know, we're posing, we're smiling, we got on our regular clothes.
Which, by the way, you pose really well.
Hey, man, it is what it is. I've had two women commit to me for a lifetime. I don't know if that's a positive. One would have been great. So anyway, Scott tries to get me off the track.
Sorry.
We're in here shooting. We got our regular clothes on. We got some ticket gear. And so, you know, you got to take your shirt off to change. We did have T-shirts on.
T-shirts
so no
on,
hairy
yes.
back exposed. And so I take my shirt off. I put on my ticket gear. Then I switch back to my shirt. Scott goes up. He was getting made up. And then he took off his shirt so he could put on his ticket gear. I go, dude, you got a nipple ring? What's up with that?
Oh.
I was shocked. And awe. I mean, I just...
Shock and awe?
Just, you know.
Why are you so shocked? I mean, what?
I mean, I've seen a couple of Amber Rose, but I've never... You know, I don't... You may be the only man I know with a nipple ring. Do tell.
Well, first of all, I'm not the only man I know. No. Well, I mean, it stings, but it doesn't hurt.
So you freaky dicky. That's what it is.
No, not really. Don't require that sort of activity.
Jacques doesn't need to explain why he's shocked. You have to explain why you have a nipple ring.
I have two, first of all. Get it correct.
Two?
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
nipples.
I started with the
two
right
in the
one.
Same nipple? Or
no, 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 no. Oh, that's weird.
Oh, okay. So there is a standard.
Well, sort of. No, the right one. All right. First of all, this goes back to when I met my wife. Okay? We've been together now 9 years.
This is normally when I'd say, well, has she got some? But then she won't do it.
She's too worried about sensitivity issues.
So you've had this conversation.
Oh yeah, I'm encouraging. Nothing like a little metal on metal love, you know.
Sure.
So we'd been together, but we were committed. We were already setting our wedding date, and we were down in Deep Ellum at a bar down there, and saw a shop across the street. She'd asked me, you know, if it was something I'd thought about.
Was this a drunken piercing?
No, they won't let you do. I mean, well, they can't. They don't breathalyze you before you get your piercing, but they do prefer that you have. If you walked in slobbering, you're not going to get it.
Right.
But I mean, you know, it was probably 9 o'clock, something like that. So
it was early.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was 2 or something. And so I said, yeah, what the heck, let's go. It was like $35-$25 or something. And they lay you down and they swab you up. And then they say, okay, take a deep breath and then let it out. And you take a deep breath and it goes through. And it was no worse than getting a flu shot.
Well, I don't get a flu
getting
shot.
Getting a tattoo.
I don't get a flu
getting
shot.
Getting a tattoo is 10 times worse.
Now, see, everybody says that.
Because it's sustained and it's thousands of pricks and
okay,
stuff.
Man, whoa. I'm still lost on those piercings, man.
You ought to try one. We could do it live. We could go. There's one right down the street here.
Have you considered getting your pecker pierced?
No.
Wow.
No. The Prince Albert. Actually, I know somebody.
You thought about it.
I know somebody who had one. And
why?
The problem with it he said,
is his
was
name
that
Scott?
No, no. But the problem he had is that it makes a mess when you go to the bathroom. It screws up your stream.
Does it get rusty?
No. It's stainless steel.
What about the fact that it's just a ridiculous thing to do?
And like, there's that.
Who wants to put some steel through the junk?
Just do a search on genital piercings, and you will be shocked.
I will.
The question I always have
is, doing that
who's doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, not getting it done, but who's doing it?
Just make sure that's on your personal laptop.
Yeah. So
you don't want to put that on your Facebook page as your profile pic?
Probably not. We'll wait.
All right.
Well, maybe the tattoo.
I'm going to swing by the church and get about 20 minutes of word.
Got to get cleansed.
Before I head out to the ballpark after what I've heard over the last 5 minutes.
Too much for you, huh? Too much. Just compromising
Dude,
your faith.
I thought I'd seen it and heard most of all of it.
He's not kidding. I don't want to work on Sundays anymore.
You're going to ask Rich to say,
I'm going to just stick to Saturdays.
My salvation's in jeopardy at this joint.
Yeah, I'll let Krennic be damned.
Oh, gosh. It's you know, you just have to pour yourself out there, you know? It's got to be...
Pour myself into the
real.
Vessel, he said.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
It's Cash and Mike making their way into the studio.
One's older, one's younger.
Who's the older of you two?
3 years.
One's kicking it with
Cash
the girl.
Cash is 3 years older?
Yep.
One of them's kicking it with the girl in 3E.
See, we were trying to figure out which one of you would have a piercing. Would it be the older one or the younger one?
Let me get plugged in here, and then we'll
I missed all this, apparently.
I've got my double-barrel shotgun out pointed right at you.
Bro. Oh, all right.
We got a Prince Albert over here, Scott, that I need to know about?
No. We're short of a Prince Albert.
I'm trying to figure out if one of you boys had your junk pierced.
What percentage of dudes has that? Come on.
Nine.
In this neighborhood, quite a few.
Well, I didn't figure you'd be dating a girl in 3E. Once I found out about that.
Maybe she kind of freaky.
Oh, that's rough.
She insisted on it? Yeah, no, none of that over here.
All right,
no.
Before we start the conversation, I just want to ask, before you leave, are you cool with me tweeting a picture of me looking at your nipple ring?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Now that that's
are you
out of the
cool
way.
With that?
Okay, that's going what? On gay, not gay.
That's okay.
I'm sending a Sturm. I'm sending Sturm.
It's all cross promotion.
Right
don't worry
now.
About it.
If you want to see, if you want to see the nipple ring, follow me at @CashSports because that's going to come on here.
So
in just
what
a
happened
second.
Here? You have nipple nip rings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tats? Are we tatted or no?
Yeah, three, but not heavily.
And he's got a tattoo on his head.
So what is your age?
My age?
Roughly?
46.
46.
Mm-hmm.
And when did this
took
piercing
place,
happen?
The first one was when I was 37? 30, yeah.
So you started late?
Yeah.
No, what
I repressed
the hell?
A lot of stuff through my late 20s and early 30s. You know, living a life.
Then you kick that closet door open and you're flying out.
Through. Here I am,
and
baby.
Freedom!
I'm fantastic!
Like Robin
Williams.
Pierce them. Pierce them both.
You know? That's what
got
I said.
A chain between them.
I got divorced.
Do you really?
And then I got remarried.
See?
I don't want to catch that on anything.
And that's when I did it, when I got remarried. I got the earrings tatted up. It's, you know.
See, that's the scariest
really.
Thing
it's
about
like a renaissance. It's like a rebirth. It's
yeah,
like, that chapter's closed. This is a new chapter, and this is how you roll with me from here
it's
on
like
out.
Lady
and
Gaga coming out of thusly. An egg at the Emmys.
There you go.
Reborn.
All right, now I want to talk about when I was listening to the segment you guys had on this, you were discussing this, there was a specific phrase that you used
mm-hmm.
that disturbed me, but also I'm curious about.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Kind of like S&M. Mm.
No, I know all about that.
Perfectly comfortable there.
He's got
that's
that.
The big deal. I got that down.
What do you want to know?
You used the phrase metal on metal love.
You know, I thought I was the only one
what?
That heard
well, you
that.
Didn't say anything. And
that's
because
I'm new to this game. I didn't want the FCC knocking on the doors Monday.
When you're
are you
wife,
sparking?
I guess? You were yes. That's what the first thing I'm like.
Are you sparking?
No, they're not sparkable or whatever the word is.
Then it's not a
friction. No, the thinking,
what is metal on metal love?
The thinking is that if your significant other has a piercings, the piercings there as well, or I guess other places too, for that matter, that there's some
Vajay-Jay?
Contact that, that takes place there. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what referring
is that,
to.
Is that what it's for?
No, I think it's more just for
visual.
Mine is more for statement and decoration, and I don't know, maybe some stimulation there too, for that matter.
I think it's for stimulation, and there just happened to be some decoration involved.
You think I'm backselling that?
I think we're getting to the bottom of this slowly.
And this was all at the behest of my darling wife.
See, that's why it happened at 37, right? You got together with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's a rocker and she's cool, and you know, she was like, "Hey, baby, you ought to
let's get a ring in that
there." Yeah, let's play around with that a little bit. And I was like, all right, what the heck?
So you got one.
Got the right one done then, and then
why the right?
There
not
was
the left?
There was an imbalance in the
it's
force.
Like an earring
so
when you're
I
in high
to,
school. One means you're gay. One means
yeah,
you're awesome.
Right is left. Mm-hmm. Left is right. Right is wrong. I think is what the old saying was back in
that
the
that went out the window
days.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty
just
quick.
Like,
yeah.
Just pierce it all.
Yeah, so I didn't worry about that with these. I just felt unbalanced, and so I had to get the other one done. It's interesting, though. The first one got deeper into, and then the second one was more towards the tip, more towards the end. So,
dude,
but hey,
it's a Trump machine,
yeah,
baby.
But I saw my sister-in-law get her nose pierced 100 times worse because it was through, you could hear it through the cartilage. At least your nipple is fleshy. It was through the cartilage and it kind of made a
crunch.
It kind of popped like that.
Yeah.
And she just cringed and I had to turn away. I could watch these get done all day long, but man, hers, oh God.
So do you or your significant other have one down there
below the equator? No, it wouldn't.
That just I don't get all of it, you know. It's your thing, man. But
yeah,
when I hear metal on metal love, I think that there's probably some sort
can
of
can you imagine getting snagged?
See, that's the scariest thing, because you,
I don't even like talking about that right now.
There's no way I could play.
I skip right through these videos online.
They'd have to come out if I was going to play a pickup game of basketball. Because, you know, if you're posting up on somebody, or, you know, you got your hands above your head, they come back down, and pow, man, them. You're done. Yeah.
Dear God.
I was wearing
foul.
I was wearing, you know, the rings that have the little balls in them, the little that's called a capture bead. I had one of those on, and I was at one of the outdoor rock shows, and we were out at the edge of the mosh pit, and some guy ran into me, and it popped that ball off, and that was a little that'll wake you up, right?